WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Newman Catholic High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Newman Catholic High School Sports is brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's time now for Fighting Cardinal Sports on your home for Newman Catholic Athletics, 98.9 WXCO.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Newman Catholic High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it is the final home game of the season for the Cards, an ultimate game of the regular season, as Newman Catholic plays host to the Assumption Royals on senior night. From the Newman Catholic High School gym, I'm Chad Holmes. It's been a struggle for the Cards. 4 wins and 18 losses overall, 2-12 in the Marrowwood South. Assumption comes in at 8-14 overall. They are now 7-7 in the conference. They come off a big win on Friday, a game that we had right here on 98.9 WXCO, as they knocked off the Marathon Red Raiders 44-42. For the Newman Cardinals, it's been a case of close, but not close enough. And we're going to talk about that with head coach Jeff Waldwell in just a few moments. And a case where they're not getting blown away by some pretty good basketball team, but need to find a way to put it all together for two halves of basketball. Cardinals know what their playoff run looks like, and one of the good things always when it comes to high school boys basketball for teams that are in a conference with a number of opponents that are in a higher division, in some ways it becomes easier. And Newman Catholic is a number 12 seed, and they will be in action next Tuesday night in the regional quarterfinals at Wabino Leona. And Cardinals make the road trip, but they made a road trip a year ago, went to Three Lakes and earned a first-round win, and they'll try to do it again next Tuesday night in that first-round game. And next Tuesday's first-round playoff between the Cardinals and Wabino Leona will be broadcast right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we are going to take a look at the starting lineups, but first, we'll hear our pregame conversation with the head coach of the Newman Cardinals. I'll talk to Jeff Waldvogel coming up next. It's Newman taking on Assumption High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
This week in high school sports, state tournament bids will be handed out in high school hockey, the girls' basketball playoffs getting underway, and the boys wrapping up their regular season. We'll talk all about it Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself, plus our special guests. At 7:06, it'll be our student-athlete guest for this week, multi-sport athlete from DC Everest, Cohen Preby. And then at 7:25, our coach guest, first-year Mozenie girls basketball coach, Josh Howe. It is the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Newman Catholic High School boys basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Final week of the regular season, penultimate game of the regular season, and the final home game of the regular season as the Cardinals taking on the old CWCC rival Assumption Royals. From the Newman Catholic High School gym, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by Coach Jeff Waldvogel. First of all, Coach, it's been too long. It's been way too long. But, in following from a little bit afar, it appears you're not a team that normally gets blown out of the water. It feels like these games are, 10 points or 8 points. Had a nice road win against a pretty darn good Phillips squad. What is the difference right now? And obviously a lot of it has to do with playing really good competition in this very good conference. But what's the difference right now that you're still trying to strive for with this group?
A complete game. We talk about it. Prentice up here, I'm going to say we're up 5-6 with 8 to play. We just cannot put a complete game together. Just did it 2 nights ago up in Lakeland. Really good high school game. We have 4 or 5 minutes where we just go away, where we don't get a rebound, we don't make an easy shot. They get a little bit of a run, and it seems like we have a span where the other team gets a 6 or 8 point run in a tight 2 to 4 point game, and it kind of puts us away. It puts us on our heels, and we're not good when we get put on our heels. What I would say is, and once again, it happened in a Stratford game. We're talking about a really good game the other night for probably 70% of the game, but you have to play 100% of the game, and that's what we're striving for tonight, playing a complete game.
You know, tonight's against a Division V team. Coming up next week, you start playing Division V teams. I wanted to ask you, because obviously this weekend, yesterday, yeah. I lose all sense of time these days, I tell you, but you're probably the same way, but the brackets were announced yesterday, and looking at the brackets, it's nice not to see Stratford, not to see Auburndale, nice to see Marathon. I imagine that, all the bruises that you and your team have gotten, hopefully they've hardened and you'll be ready to go for a game like tonight and then next week as well.
Yeah. Yes. Chad, we talk about that. You know, we just don't have enough against those teams depth-wise. Tonight, I believe we have enough for Assumption. Assumption's had a nice season so far. They beat Auburndale. They won at Edgar. They beat Marathon the other night. We're confident in this game. We are ready to go, and I like how we're prepared for this game, and I like our focus.
I saw them on Friday, so I almost don't need to ask you about what do you see from Assumption, but what do you have to do against Assumption in order for that that feel, that prognostication to come true here tonight to kind of wrap up the home part of your schedule with a big W?
First, we'll start with Assumption. We got to stop JT. We can't allow him to get to the free throw line. I feel we got a good plan against him. And then Logan. Logan can flat out shoot it. So our focus is on, obviously, them two players. One is to take away JT from getting to the glass, because he gets a lot of points at the free throw line. And then, obviously, to take away the three from Logan. Those two guys are going to be getting help from the other fellas that are playing defense. On the offensive end, we just got to move the ball. We get stale at times. To me, whether we're playing against a zone or a man-to-man, when we really move the ball, we get a really good shot. We're a good offense. And so tonight it's going to be on the offensive end, move the ball, and the open guy take the shot.
And finally, you're starting your senior. and you said, hey, he's a guy that's shown up, worked, been here. And that is vitally important, to come and do the work and now to get an opportunity to start. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because, again, I think so much of a program, people don't see. They come here and they'll see what's between the lines. So much, there's so much more to that, isn't there?
Yes. Noah Kucharski came out for the first time and played basketball this year. He's not very good with skills, but he's really good with his health, his head, the way he helps his teammates, and he showed up every day at practice. He's been a wonderful teammate, and tonight will be the first time he suits up, and he'll suit up the rest of the year, and he's going to get a start.
And I guess finally I will say this, as being around these games for such a long time, you can say great shooter, you can say great rebounder, but when you say great teammate, that's probably the greatest description you could give to a player on the squad, right?
Yep. A great teammate is what we need. And we're developing him. Not only a great teammate, but a really good presence for the rest of the players. He's someone that the guys respect. He's someone that has gained the respect of our players in the practice, and one that I'm looking forward to seeing the excitement for him to get an opportunity to start tonight.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Chad.
Head coach of the Cards, Jeff Wallvogel, will come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. Newman Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
The Wausau West High School hockey team is just two wins away from a trip to the state tournament. On Tuesday, the Warriors will play host to New Richmond in a Division I sectional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West versus New Richmond in a Division I hockey sectional semifinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Newman Catholic High School gym. The seniors, Mel Severson on the girls' side and Noah Kucharski on the boys' side, being honored here on senior night. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup between the Cardinals and the Royals. For Assumption, 8-14 overall, 7-7 in the Merrillwood South. Number one, Logan Nystrom, a 5'10" junior, 8.8 points per game. Number two, Owen Hagen, a 5'10 senior, 6.6 points per game. Number three, Chase Lieberg, a 6-foot junior, 5.5 points per game. Number 11, JT Schlafer, a 5'10 junior, 20.5 points per game. And number 23, Parker Bruwink, a 6-foot 5-inch sophomore, 3.5 points per game. Again, for the Royals, Logan Nystrom, Owen Hagen, Chase Lieberg, JT Schlafer, and Parker Bruwink. Head coach of Assumption is Josh Pulse. For the Newman Cardinals, 4-18 overall, 2-12 in the Marrowood South. Number one, Quincy Fender, a 5'11 junior, 19 points per game. Number two, Lucas Piffner, a 5'9 junior, 12.8 points per game. Number five, Lucas Erdman, a 6-foot junior, 3.8 points per game. Number 21, Cooper Gould, a 5'8 junior, 2.2 points per game. And getting the start here tonight, getting his varsity debut as well, senior Noah Kucharski. Head coach of Newman is Jeff Waldvogel. Again, for the Cards, Quincy Fender, Lucas Piffner, Cooper Gould, Noah Kucharski. Cardinals in the home white, red numerals, Columbia blue trim, Royals in their royal blue road uniforms, white numerals. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Tip is controlled by the Royals, and we are underway. JT Schlafer into the forecourt, now into the lane, moves it right wing side. Take it on top. Penetration move by Hagen. Hagen drops it down low. Schlafer lays it up and in. Penetration by Hagen. Easy dump off to JT Schlafer for the layup. 2-0 Royals. Cardinals into the forecourt for the first time tonight. On the right-hand side, Cooper Gould. Gould 22 feet from the basket. Rotated on the left to Piffner. Now over to Quincy Fender. In the right corner, Gould gets double-teamed. Needs to move the basketball. Thrown away, but there to chase it down is Lucas Piffner on the left-hand side. And then the pass gets kicked aside by Schlafer, and the ball will stay with Newman. ...17-22 to go in the first half. 2-0 lead for the Royals. Right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fencer back near the center circle, Piffner. Left corner, three-pointer for Kucharski is off the mark, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Chase Lieber. Gets it to Schlafer. Schlafer into the lane, misses the shot. Good defense there by Cooper Gould. And the rebound grabbed by Gould, hands it off to Fender. Bit of a force that time for JT Schlafer. As we saw the entire night against Marathon, 1-3-1 zone here for the Royals. That was what Coach Waldvogel expected as well. Right-hand side, three-pointer for Fender. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Logan Nystrom, but stepped on the end line out of bounds, and the ball will stay with Newman. So Newman will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lucas Piffner gets it in, left-hand side. Fender back to Piffner. Gets it out top to Gould, right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender right corner, 10-foot jumper is good. Nicely done by Quincy Fender. Gets the Cardinals on the board, makes it 2-2. 16:37 to go in the half. Schlafer into the lane. Schlafer to the hole, misses the running layup, but he'll be fouled and get an opportunity at the free throw line. Well, JT Schlafer has come out very aggressively here in the early going for Assumption. Foul is called on Quincy Fender, his first. Team foul number one. JT Schlafer, 5'10" junior, 20.5 points per game, makes the first free throw. Obviously a contender for all conference consideration. Had 21 points in that 44-42 win over Marathon on Friday night. 8-14 overall for Assumption, but they have some big wins. They knocked off Auburndale, only time that Auburndale has lost this year. And then they beat Marathon on Friday. Not sure what this hesitation is for. Actually, they changed the foul, not on one, but on Noah Kucharski. So that's number one on him. Second free throw is good. 4 points for JT Schlafer, and a 4-2 lead for Assumption. Into the forecourt come the Cards. Left-hand side, Piffner gets it over to Fender. Fender back over Piffner, 25 feet from the basket. Lobs it down low. Cooper Gould, right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender working against JT Schlafer at the top of that 1-3-1. Now stopping, swings it left, Piffner. Piffner looks down low, good pass for Gould. Gould to the hole, lays it up and in. Good pass, and talking to the coach before our pregame interview, he said that they had a plan to go up against this 1-3-1, and that time they executed it very well. Schlafer, left corner, Brewing. Brewing gets it out top, Hagen. Hagen looking to penetrate. Hagen got bumped twice, and the shot is no good, and free throws coming up for Owen Hagen. Bit of a late whistle. I thought there was a bump. Sometimes that's let go. Then there was a second bump, still no whistle, and then once the ball was up towards the rim, the whistle finally came. Second personal foul on Noah Kucharski for the Cards. Owen Hagen's first free throw is good. One more to come. These teams, both Division 5 in a conference with a lot of Division 4 squads. Second free throw is good as well. So 6-4 lead for the Royals, 15:50 to go in the first half. Into the forecourt, Quincy Fender. Fender swings it near the timeline, left-hand side, Hifner. Hifner back over to Fender. Again, the 1-3-1 being shown here by the Royals. Left-hand side, Hifner in the right corner, Gould, right wing side, Fender. Fender between the legs, backs it up 23 feet from the basket. Left corner, three-point attempt by Kucharski is short, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Parker Vruink. Hands it off to Logan Nystrom. Nystrom into the forecourt. Nystrom to the free throw line, right-hand side. With it is Hagen. Hagen into the lane. Hagen off the window, hits it from 3 feet away. 4 points for Owen Hagen. 4-point lead now for the Royals. 8-4, 15:03 to go in the first half. Back into the forecourt comes New McCaffick. Pass thrown away. Picked off by Chase Lieberg. Lieberg to Schlafer. Schlafer into the lane. Back to Lieberg. Stripped away and saving it before it goes out of bounds is Quincy Fender. Back up court now comes Lucas Hifner. Hifner into the forecourt, left wing side. Hifner backs it up, and now Jeff Waldvogel wants timeout. Timeout Cards, 14:41 to go, first half. 8-4 Assumption. This is Newman Catholic High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Chad Holmes again for the Newman Catholic High School gym. 14:41 to go in the first half. It is Assumption 8, Newman 4. These teams not in the same bracket in Division 5. Newman in sectional number 2, a number 12 seed. Assumption is a number 7 seed in sectional number 3. Assumption will be hosting New Lisbon in their first game. Cardinals at Wabino Leona next Tuesday in the first round game. Right hand side, Damian Pent gets it over to Lucas Erdman. Erdman left corner. Hifner. Hifner looks baseline. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled. But again, next Tuesday night, a week from tomorrow, Newman at Wabino Leona. Quarterfinal regional game. And we will have the game live for you right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Right-hand side, Erdman, 21 feet from the basket. Erdman looks down low. Great look to Hifner. Reverse layup is no good. And then Hifner knocks it away, getting it back. Falling down is J.J. Oswald and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Newman. So the Cardinals will get it right back. Newman will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Left-hand side with it is Fender. Fender, 25 feet from the basket. Now Hifner in front of the Assumption bench. Again, left wing side with it is Quincy Fender. Now in the left corner, faking the jumper is Pence. Pence is double-teamed. Tried to throw it off the body of a Royal. And officials are going to look at each other, say whether or not it went off of Royal. Yep, it did. So Newman will inbound just to my right here in the forecourt. In the right corner, Fender. Fender dribbles out of trouble, works his way out near the timeline. Quincy Fender moves it left-hand side. Hifner, left corner, taken there by Gould. Gould's pass is tipped by J.T. Schlafer into the backcourt, chased down by Lucas Hifner. Hifner will bring it back up court now for the Cards. 8-4 Assumption. Into the lane. Little floater off the window is up and in. Faking the pass into the right corner, keeping it himself, and kissing off the window from about 8 feet away is Lucas Pifner. And it's now 8-6. First points of the game for Pifner. Left-hand side, Brewink. Brewink moves it right wing side. Taken there by J.J. Oswald. Out top to Schlafer. Schlafer, right wing Oswald. Oswald up for a three, way off the mark. Nothing but backboard, but the rebound is grabbed underneath by Chase Lieberg, and then Lieberg lays it up and in. That was a case of maybe a bit of a break for Assumption. That shot was so far off the mark. I don't think the Cardinals were ready for it to bang right off the backboard, and that leads to the easy layup for Lieberg and the Royals. 12:55 to go, first half. 10-6 is the lead for Assumption. Gould, left corner three, a little bit strong, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Logan Nystrom. Gets it to Schlafer. Schlafer on the left wing, 21 feet from the basket. Schlafer now dribbles to the free throw line. Great look underneath, but laid up and in by Lieberg. Cardinals all went around J.T. Schlafer, and that left Lieberg all by himself. Back-to-back baskets for Lieberg. 12-6 lead for Assumption. 12 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Pass on the left-hand side. With it is Pifner. Pifner gets it over near the right-hand side, near the timeline to Quender. Left-hand side, Fender. Fender, another floater from seven. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer gets it ahead. Nystrom. Nystrom back on the left wing side. And stepping out of bounds is J.T. Schlafer. And the ball back over to the Cardinals. Trying to save it right on the near sideline with Schlafer. I'm looking right down that line, and I saw that foot go out of bounds, as did the official. And the ball back to the Cardinals. 12:05 to go, first half. 12-6 Assumption with the lead. Cardinals back into the forecourt. Now left corner, open three for Pifner is good. Lucas Pifner from the deep left corner, nothing but net for a triple. 5 points for Pifner, 3-point lead for Assumption, 12-9. 11:45 to go, first half. Out top with it for the Royals is Trey France. Now Schlafer penetrates, Schlafer stops. Left-hand side to Nystrom. Nystrom, 22 feet from the basket, up for a three, hits it. Ooh, that was well behind the arc, but no hesitation by Logan Nystrom. 15-9, 11:27 to go in the first half. Into the lane. With it is Erdman. Erdman kicks it back out. Right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender now near the center circle. Fender moves it left wing, taken there by Pifner. Pifner, 30 feet from the basket. Now Fender. Fender looking to penetrate. Fender, floater is no good. Rebound on the near side, grabbed by France. Back up court quickly comes Assumption. Nystrom on the right wing. Nystrom gets it out top. A little palm of the basketball. Yep, palming the ball. Called on Nystrom. And the ball back over to the Cards. 15-9. Assumption, 11:01 to go, first half. Over the timeline comes Lucas Pifner for Newman. Pifner, left-hand side. Cooper Gould back out to Pifner. Pifner back to Gould, left wing, left corner. Open three for Fender. No good. Boy, that's a shot the Cards will take all night just off the back bracket. Back up court comes Nystrom. Again, good look. Nystrom now into the lane. Now kicks it back out. With it, top of the key is Oswald. Back to Nystrom. Looks down low, France. France underneath. Up at the right hand, no good. But he'll be fouled and get an opportunity at the stripe. Trey France, hero of the game on Friday for Assumption. With 0.4 of a second left, it was tied. Assumption had an inbounds play on the baseline under their offensive basket. They lobbed it in, going up in one motion, tapping it towards the basket was France. Had it roll down. His teammates came swarming over, jumped on him as he got that game winner to pull off the upset against Marathon. One more free throw for France. He made the first. That last foul was on Fender, his first. 2-for-2 trip, and now it's an 8-point game lead for the Assumption Royals. Cardinals back into the front court. Out top, Erdman, left-hand side, Gould, up for a three. Back bracket, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer into the forecourt now for the Royals. Schlafer, left wing. Schlafer into the lane. Schlafer the hole, lays it up and in. Too easy. Gave him an alley, and Schlafer took advantage. And now a double-digit lead, and Jeff Waldvogel wants timeout. 19-9 lead for the Royals. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
On Thursday night, it's the regular season finale for the Wausau West High School boys basketball team. The Warriors will play host to the Merrill Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Wausau West boys basketball team hosting Merrill in the final game of the regular season. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15, on your home for Wausau West Sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
19-9 Assumption, 9:48 to go in the half. Cardinals into the forecourt, right-hand side Cooper Gold. Gould now gets double-teamed in the right corner, dribbles his way, trying to get out of trouble. Finally gets it back out on the right wing to Quincy Fender. Fender, 30 feet from the hole, moves it left to Pifner. Pifner back over to Fender. Fender dribbles, now tries to penetrate, moves it right-hand side to Gould. Gould's pass gets kicked, but no whistle. Knocked out of bounds off of Schlafer, but I thought that was a kick. But either way, it stays with the Royals. And the ball will be inbounded by Newman on the baseline under their offensive basket. Pifner gets it into Fender, left-hand side. Back to Pifner, left corner. Gets double-teamed. Pifner now dribbles, now into the lane. Pifner, a little fadeaway from 10 is good. Good start for Lucas Pifner. He now has 7 points. 19-11 Assumption, nearing the midway point of the first half. 9:08 to go. With it is Hagen. Hagen down the lane to the basket. Off the window, no good. Offensive board. Kicked out. Right wing Schlafer hits the three-pointer. Offensive board and a quick kick to the right wing. Nothing but net for JT Schlafer from 21 feet away. Assumption doubling up the cards, 22-11. 11-point lead for Assumption, biggest of the game. Good pass underneath Cooper Gold. Reverse layup is good. Good feed by Quincy Fender to Cooper Gold. Second basket for Gold. 4 points, 23-13, 8:37 to go in the half. Left-hand side, Hagen. Thought about the three, does not pull the trigger. Right wing side, Schlafer. Schlafer to the right elbow, stops. Back out top, Trey France. Now Schlafer, right wing. Schlafer looking baseline. Schlafer had it knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Stays with Assumption. Schlafer will inbound on the baseline under the offensive basket. Lobs it in. Bobble by Bruink. Now grabs it. Bruink gets tripled, forces it up, and lays it up and in. Using the size advantage with Parker Bruink. 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Sophomore, his first points. 24-13. 8:08 to go, first half. Assumption by 11. Right wing side, Damian Pent. Back out top, Fender. Left wing side, Pifner. Open for a three, and that's an air ball. And the ball will go out of bounds. Back over to Assumption. J.J. Oswald back in for Assumption, replacing Owen Hagen. Cardinals have to stiffen up defensively right now. 24 points scored by Assumption. Only about 10 minutes into the game. On the left wing side, Bruink. Bruink gets it out top. Oswald. Right-hand side, Schlafer. Schlafer back out top. France. Trey France, right wing to Chase Lieber. Lieber, top of the key. Oswald. Left-hand side, J.T. Schlafer. Up for a three-pointer. Rolls off, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Lucas Pifner for Newman. Back up court come the Cards. Into the forecourt, Quincy Fender. Fender moves it left over to Pifner. Pifner, good look down low, Cooper Gold. Cooper back out to Pifner, left-hand side, Damian Pent. Now out top, three-pointer for Fender. Rolls off short, no good. Rebound, Chase Lieberg for Assumption. Back up court now comes Assumption. J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer, left wing, 25 feet from the basket. Works around the screen. Right corner, now right wing side, Lieberg. Moves it back on the left, Trey France. France around the screen. Little pick and roll with Bruink, but did not work. Getting caught up high was France. Tried to get it down to Bruink, went off his fingers out of bounds. Turnover on Assumption. Seven minutes even to go first half. Assumption with a 24-13 lead over the Cardinals. Lucas Pifner will bring it over the timeline for New McCaffick. Pifner moves it left-hand side. With it is Gould. Gould back to Pifner near the timeline. Still in the 1-3-1. The entire game has been Assumption. Pass down low. Going up and laying it up and in is Damian Pent. That time finding the seam in the defense was Newman. Good pass down low to Pent. First points for Damian. Back to a 9-point game, 24-15. JT Schlafer, right wing side. Out top, open three for Chase Lieberg. High off the rim, bounces twice, no good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Lucas Pifner for Newman. Back up court come the Cards. Left hand side. Faking the three is Gould. Now back out top, right wing side. Open three for Fender. Hits that one. Good open look, good ball movement by the Cards and Quincy Fender from beyond the arc. 5 points for Fender. Now it's a 6-point game. Cardinals a 5-point run, 24-18 Assumption. Just over 6 minutes to go in the first half. JT Schlafer around a screen. Schlafer stops, left wing side, Oswald. Oswald to Nystrom. Back to Oswald, 25 feet from the basket. Posting up Brewink. Brewink underneath, up with the right hand, lays it up and in. Can't let the 6'5" forward get the position within 2 feet of the rim. Too easy that time for the big man. 26-18, 5:38 to go in the first half. Cards back into the forecourt. Right-hand side, Pifner. Tip, but grabbing it is Lucas Pifner. Now back to Fender near the timeline. Fender dribbles about 35 feet from the basket. Fender still dribbles. Fender stops. Bounce pass taken by Pifner. Now back on the left wing side, the Pent. Damian Pent back to Pifner. Moves it right over to Fender. Patience in the half court against this zone. Now left corner, Pent. Open look for a three. Hits it. Wide open triple in the left corner for Damian Pent. He has 5 points, 26-21. Assumption by five with 5 minutes to go in the first half. JT Schlafer into the forecourt. Schlafer into the lane, left corner. Taken there by Lieberg. Lieberg, right corner. Brewink. Brewink with the push, and that'll be an offensive foul. Brewink using the off arm gets the charge, and the Cardinals get it back down by five. 4:51 to go, first half, 26-21 Assumption. Back up court comes Lucas Pifner for Newman. Pifner over the timeline. Pifner, bounce pass, Fender, right-hand side Pent, back to Fender. Moves it left. Pifner, now Fender, right wing. Still in this 1-3-1 trap is Assumption, right-hand side. Now back out top, taken by Quincy Fender. Left corner, Gould, up for an open three. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound to Logan Nystrom, fighting for it. And now a whistle and a foul. Nope, timeout actually called by Assumption. Timeout Royals, 4:26 to go in the first half. 26-21. Assumption with the lead, back in a moment. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
.424 to go in the first half, 26-21, Assumption with the ball and the lead. Left-hand side, Brewink gets the top of the key to Hagen. Hagen, right wing side. That is Ron Board, who just came back in. Board moves it left wing side to Brewink, 20 feet from the hole. Brewink moves it right to Board. Board, left wing side. Hagen, he'll go up for three and hit it. Nobody in the face of Hagen on the left wing side. 20-footer is good. He now has 7 points, 29-21. Assumption with the lead. Just under 4 minutes to go in the half. Left-hand side, Pent. Open three. A little bit strong, no good. Board with the rebound. Gives it over to Schlafer. Schlafer into the forecourt. Schlafer works his way to the free throw line. Right-hand side, open three again. No good this time for Hagen. And this time the board grabbed by the Cardinals and Lucas Erdman. Up court comes Quincy Fender. Fender over the timeline for Newman. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Left-hand side, Cooper Gould. Back over to Fender. Pass is tipped, but grabbed by Fender. Fender, right corner. Fender moves it back over to Quincy Piffner to Fender. Left corner, Cooper Gould. Gould gets doubled. Pass on the wing, and Fender gets bumped. Are they going to call the foul? I think they will. Yep. J.T. Schlafer will be called for the foul. 3:16 to go. First half, neither team close to the foul limit. Only three fouls on the Royals, three fouls on the Cardinals. Inbounded near the timeline. Piffner. Piffner moves it left corner. Taken there by Fender. Fender baseline. Fender right corner. Pent back out top. Left wing. Open three for Piffner. Off the mark. No good. Rebound is snagged by Owen Hagen for assumption. Back up court come the Royals and Owen Hagen. Hagen to the right wing. Hagen now penetrates. Hagen in the lane. Stops. Good defense by Gould. Hits the cutter board. Board to the hole. Lays it up and in. Ron Board cut down the right-hand side of the lane. Good feed that time by Hagen. 31-21 assumption. 2:40 to go in the first half. Cards back up court. Right-hand side, Damian Pent. Pent left wing to Piffner. Left corner. Open three for Gould. Little bit strong, no good. Fight for the board. Saved by Schlafer into the hands of Ruink. Back up court, Nystrom. Nystrom left-hand side. Nystrom turns the corner, stops. Kicks it back out. Hagen. Hagen into the lane. Hagen drops it down low, but nobody there. Tried to hit board, but right into the hands of Cooper Gould. Back up court, Piffner. Left-hand side, Fender. Three-pointer from the left wing is short, no good. Ron Board will grab that board. Board with the board for assumption. Into the front court, Logan Nystrom. Nystrom as we hit 2 minutes in the half. 31-21 assumption. Left wing side, Bruink. 20 feet from the basket. Looks down low board. Back to Bruink. Left wing. Up for a three. No good. Cardinals will let him shoot that one all night long. Rebound cleared by Newman. Piffner over the timeline. Piffner, right-hand side, Fender back to Piffner. Moves it left to Gould. Left corner, Pent. He'll try a three. Right now the Cardinals, ice cold from beyond the arc. Miss again. Rebound to Logan Nystrom. Nystrom over the timeline. 90 seconds in the half. Into the lane, Nystrom. Floater from seven is short, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Lucas Piffner. Piffner back up court for Newman. Piffner left wing. Piffner slows it down. Now back near the timeline. Center circle, Fender. Fender back to Piffner left wing. Piffner left corner, Cooper Gould. Now back to Piffner, right wing side, Quincy Fender. Penetrates, drops it down low. Good grab made by Gould, lays it up and in. Good penetration by Fender, good grab by Gould, and the finish. 6 points for Cooper Gould, 31-23, 8-point game, 55 seconds to go, first half. Assumption with the ball and the advantage. Dribbling out near the timeline is J.T. Schlafer for the Royals. Looks like he's willing to milk a little clock. Now coming out is Lucas Erdman to try to put some heat on. Now J.T. Schlafer got away with a little push. Back near the timeline. Back out top, Owen Hagen, 35 seconds. Hagen behind the back dribble near the top of the key. Left-hand side, Logan Nystrom. Nystrom back between the circles, Ruink. 25 seconds and a half. J.T. Schlafer, now a timeout called by Assumption. Timeout Royals, 23.2 seconds to go in the first half. 31-23, Assumption with the lead. We're going to keep it right here. Reminder, tomorrow night, high school playoff hockey. Sectional semifinal from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. The Wausau West Warriors will take on New Richmond. Warriors number 2 seed in the bracket. New Richmond number 3 seed. Top 2 seed remaining in the bracket after Stevens Point was upset last week. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Wausau West playoff hockey. Big high school sports show coming up on Wednesday. Jeff Gress and myself, 6 to 8 p.m. We will be joined by Cohen Preby, the D.C. Everest Outstanding Senior Guard at 7:06. And our coach guests from Mosinee and their girls basketball team. 23.2 seconds to go in the half. 31-23. Assumption with the ball and the lead. Chase Lieberg in front of the Cardinal bench tosses into the backcourt. Owen Hagen. Looks like Assumption willing to look for one final shot. Near the center circle is Hagen. Down to 15. Hagen still dribbles. Right-hand side, Bruink. Bruink to J.T. Schlafer. Gets doubled. Schlafer looks baseline. Throws it away. Picked off. Cooper Gould. 5 seconds in the half. Into the forecourt. Left wing Fender. Fender penetrates. Goes to the hole. Floater is good. And that's a good end to the half for the Cardinals. Instead of Assumption scoring, perhaps making it a double-digit lead, Cardinals with the steal, get the basket, and make it a six-point game at the intermission. 31-25, Assumption with the lead. We will come back, have a look at the numbers of this first half coming up next. This is Newman Catholic High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
This week in high school sports, state tournament bids will be handed out in high school hockey. The girls' basketball playoffs getting underway, and the boys wrapping up their regular season. We'll talk all about it Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself, plus our special guests. At 7:06, it'll be our student-athlete guest for this week, multi-sport athlete from D.C. Everest, Cohen Preby. And then at 7:25, our coach guest, first-year Mozenie girls basketball coach, Josh Howe. It is the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Again from the Newman Catholic High School gym. We are at halftime of this Merrillwood Conference self-division matchup between the Newman Cardinals and the Assumption Royals. 31-25 Assumption with the lead. Cardinals never led in that first half. Assumption led by as many as 11 in the first half of play. Looking at the numbers, First of all, for the Assumption Royals, they were led by JT Schlaefer, who scored 9 points. Schlaefer had a pair of two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Owen Hagen. He had a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and 2 out of 2 at the stripe. 4 points for Parker Brewink on a pair of two-point field goals. 4 points for Chase Lieberg on 2 baskets. 3 points on a three-point field goal for Logan Nystrom. A basket for 2 points for Ron Board. And Trey France had 2 free throws for 2 points. 8 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and 6 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half for the Assumption Royals. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals in the first half, 7 points for Quincy Fender, a pair of 2-pointers and a 3-pointer. 7 points as well for Lucas Pippner, also a pair of 2-pointers and a 3-pointer. 6 points for Cooper Gold on 3 2-pointers. And 5 points for Damian Pence. He had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. 8 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers. No free throw attempts for the Cardinals in the first half. Newman Catholic will wrap up their regular season at Edgar on Thursday, and then they will begin the playoffs a week from tomorrow, next Tuesday night, traveling to Wabino Leona, number 5 seed Wabino Leona, number 12-seeded Newman Catholic. Next Tuesday night, we will be at Wabino Leona for that one. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 31-25. Assumption over Newman. We'll have the start of the second half coming up next. This is Newman Catholic High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
On Thursday night, it's the regular season finale for the Wausau West High School boys basketball team. The Warriors will play host to the Merrill Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Wausau West boys basketball team hosting Merrill in the final game of the regular season. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15, on your home for Wausau West Sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Hamill back again for the Newman Catholic High School gym. Start of the second half. Assumption 31, Newman Catholic 25. Royals will have the basketball first to begin playing the second half. Inbounded backcourt to Owen Hagen. Hagen over the timeline moves to the left-hand side to Lieber. Lieber, 23 feet from the basket. Man-to-man defense here for the Cardinals. Working around the screen. Into the lane is Lieber. Kicks it back out. Hagen up for three and hits it. Top of the key triple for Hagen. He now has 10 points. First player on either side to get to double figures. 34-25 Royals. Cards back into the forecourt. Still facing that 1-3-1 in the right corner. Fender. Fender up for a three-pointer. Off the back bracket, no good. Fight for the rebound and a tie-up between Erdman and Lieberg, and the arrow points towards Newman. So the Cards will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken out top, Erdman. Erdman, left-hand side. Now back out top. With it is Quincy Fender. Fender between the circles, left wing, Cooper Gould, back to Fender. Right wing side, Piffner. Quick ball movement here by the Cards. Working the perimeter. Right out top is JT Schlafer. Now into the lane, Piffner turns. Good look to Gould. Gould lays it up and in. Breaking down that zone nicely were the Cards. 34-27, 1 minute into the second half. Left-hand side, Chase Lieberg. Deep left corner, Nystrom. Inside Schlafer. Schlafer fade away from six is no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Quincy Fender for Newman. Fender will bring it back over the timeline. Crosses into the forecourt. Now moves it left-hand side. With it is Gould. Gould moves it right wing side to Piffner. Piffner to the free throw line. Left wing Fender. He'll try a three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound is tipped, controlled by Logan Nystrom. Gets it ahead to Schlafer. Schlafer will now push. Schlafer to the hole, lays it up and in. Got to cut that lane down if you're to the Cardinals against JT Schlafer. He now has 11. Back to a 9-point lead for the Royals, 36-27, 16-18 to go. On the left-hand side, Piffner back over to Fender. Fender back to Piffner, just right at the top of the key. Piffner back over to Fender, left wing, fakes the three. Still dribbles, backs it up. Now with it is Fender on the right-hand side. Into the right corner, Damian Pent gets it to Erdman. Back out, Fender. Now into the right corner, Pent, quick rotation. Deep left corner, Cooper Gould. Left wing side, Quincy Fender. He'll penetrate. Drops it down low, tipped. Ball is picked off by Assumption. Back up court comes Logan Nystrom. Nystrom. Left wing side, Hagen. Drops it down low, Brewing. Brewing backs his way in. Hits the cutter. Beautiful look, but missing the layup of Lieberg. Boy, oh boy. That was an easy shot. He never even came close to it. It looked like he had a little spasm there as he went up for that layup. Break for the Cards. Back up court comes Newman. Right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender to Piffner, left wing. Now left corner, three-pointer for Pent is a little strong. Rebound tip, grabbed by Quincy Fender. And then a whistle and a foul coming up on JT Schlafer. To go. 36-27. Assumption with the lead. Cards will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Right corner, Pent. Pent back over to Piffner. Right wing side, Cooper Gould. Back over to Pent. Back to Gould. Taps it to left wing side to Quincy Fender. Fender, left corner, Erdman. Erdman moves it right wing side. Now right corner. Open three for Piffner is a little bit strong, no good. And the weak side rebound grabbed by Schlafer for the Royals. Into the front court comes JT Schlafer. Schlafer gets it back out top to Hagen. Hagen just left at the top of the key. Left wing side, Nystrom. Down low, Brewing. Brewing to the hole, draws a contact, hits the shot, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Third basket for Parker Brewing. And double-digit lead now for the Royals, 38-27. 14:44 to go. Free throw is good. Biggest lead of the night for Assumption, 39-27. Cardinals don't want it to get any larger. Right now, need a basket. Into the front court, Quincy Fender. Right wing side, Piffner. Piffner looked baseline, got stopped, back to Fender. Swings it left wing side. Now left corner, Pent on the wing, thrown away. And then stepping on the sideline is JT Schlafer. He made the pick, but as he tried to stay in bounds and then take it up court quickly, steps on the sideline. So the Cardinals get it back. Substitution coming in. Getting yelling is the assumption on the bench that's coming in was Oswald, but he's on the side of the scorer's table. That's why you got to get in front of the scorer's table to make sure everybody sees you. Quincy Fender takes the inbound pass. Fender left wing. Fender moves it right wing side to Pence. Into the right corner, Gould. Back to Pence. Left-hand side, Fender. Fender, left wing three-pointer. Came up short. Drew Wink with the rebound. JT Schlafer, left wing. Schlafer, 23 feet from the basket. Inside, Brewink. Brewink up with the right.